Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Depression to Drive. That's right, we're continuing our journey of turning those dark days into fuel for a kick-ass life. Today, we're tackling something that's way too common. That nagging voice in your head whispering, you're not good enough, or, you're going to get found out. Yep, we're talking about self-doubt and imposter syndrome. Ever feel like you're constantly playing catch-up? Like everyone else has it figured out except you? You know that feeling when you land a big win, but instead of celebrating, you're immediately questioning if it was luck or pure dumb luck? That's imposter syndrome rearing its ugly head. Listen, I get it. We live in a world obsessed with perfection and comparing ourselves to carefully curated online personas. But let me tell you something. That highlight reel is just a tiny sliver of the whole picture. The truth is, we all struggle with self-doubt at some point. Even those seemingly confident folks? They've got their own demons they're battling. But here's the good news. We can learn to overcome this stuff. It's not about erasing our doubts completely, because hey, healthy skepticism is a good thing. But about managing them so they don't control us. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you bust through that imposter syndrome and embrace your awesomeness. 1. Recognize the imposter voice. The first step is simply acknowledging its presence. When you catch yourself thinking, I'm not qualified, or they're going to realize I'm a fraud, call it out for what it is. A thought pattern, not an absolute truth. Treat that voice like you would a persistent telemarketer. Polite but firm in letting it know its time is up. 2. Celebrate your wins. Seriously, big or small, acknowledge and celebrate your accomplishments. Don't downplay them or wait for someone else to validate you. You deserve to feel proud of what you've achieved. Take a moment, bask in the glow of success, and use it as fuel to keep going. 3. Focus on your strengths. We all have unique talents and abilities. Make a list of yours, no matter how small they seem, and remind yourself of them regularly. Don't just focus on what you lack. Celebrate what you bring to the table. 4. Learn from mistakes. Nobody's perfect, and that includes me. Every failure is an opportunity to learn and grow. Instead of beating yourself up over mistakes, analyze them, figure out what went wrong, and use it as a stepping stone for improvement. Remember, resilience is built through those stumbles. 5. Surround yourself with supportive people. Your tribe matters. Choose people who lift you up, encourage your growth, and believe in you, even when you don't believe in yourself fully. Avoid those energy vampires who constantly drain you or bring you down. Seek out positive influences that inspire and motivate you. Speaking of inspiring stories, let me tell you about this incredible woman I met, Sarah. She was a brilliant artist who struggled with crippling self-doubt for years. She felt like her work wasn't good enough and constantly compared herself to other artists. One day, she decided to take a leap of faith and enter one of her pieces in a local art competition. You know what happened? She won first place. It was a huge turning point for Sarah. She realized that her talent was real and worthy of recognition. Remember Sarah's story? It's a reminder that sometimes, all it takes is one brave step to break through those self-imposed limitations. So, let's recap. Recognizing the imposter voice, celebrating wins big and small, focusing on your strengths, learning from mistakes, and surrounding yourself with supportive people are the keys to overcoming self-doubt and imposter syndrome. Don't let those negative thoughts hold you back any longer. You're capable of amazing things. Now, get out there and rock it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Every little bit of encouragement counts. Join me tomorrow for another dose of motivation and real talk on Depression to Drive. See you then.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.